The new report, called The Economic Benefits of Bristol Bay Salmon, bridges a three-year gap in analyzing the value of the region's salmon industry.
I think the most recent time was published in 2018. That had mostly relied on 2016 data because of the lag. This group was interested in updating the numbers and also kind of expanding what we looked at, and we were excited about that too.
Rebecca Braun is with McKinley Research Group and worked on the new report. She and a team of others calculated that Bristol Bay's commercial fishery was valued at $2 billion and supported 15,000 jobs in 2019, according to the latest data available. That's nearly double what consultants evaluated it at in the prior report. The coalition that published the report, Defend Bristol Bay, says the study's findings supports their call for permanent federal protections at the region's headwaters from mining projects like Pebble Mine. Catherine Karskallen represents commercial fishermen for Bristol Bay. She commercial fishes and lives in Dillingham.
While we've spent so much energy fighting this mine, we've also put quite a bit of effort into building this fishery. And my hope is that it highlights the need to just put this issue to bed so we can continue focusing on building the economy that does make sense for Bristol Bay.
The report says that of the $2 billion generated by the region's fishery, almost half of it stays within Alaska. The rest comes from port facilities, seafood processors, and equipment providers in the Pacific Northwest. Braun says the report measures these values by looking at direct, indirect, and induced impacts.
The direct economic impacts are the jobs and income earned by those who are directly engaged in commercial fishing, seafood processing, and then the indirect impacts are the jobs and payroll generated in the support sectors. Basically, people who are fishing and processing, they purchase a whole range of goods and services in support of their operations. So those are the indirect impacts.
That third category, induced impacts, are how industry workers spend their earnings. As for the commercial salmon fisheries impacts on jobs, the study found that 8,500 harvesters worked in Bristol Bay in 2019. Half of those either lived in the region or other parts of the state. About 6,000 people were employed in processing plants, and the bulk of those processors traveled from out of state. Andy Wink is the CEO of the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Wink also supports permanent protections for the region. He talked about the report at a recent panel during Comfish, an annual trade show in Kodiak. He says those jobs represent an average monthly employment figure.
It's important to note that this is not numbers of workers because this is a very seasonal fishery. With 15,000 jobs, that is roughly the same amount as employment as all of the federal government employees in Alaska. It takes a huge amount of people both to catch all this fish and to process it, you know, get it frozen, get it canned, or get it shipped out fresh.
In 2019, harvesters in Alaska earned a total of $294 million in salaries, wages, and commissions. Processors, meanwhile, earned a combined $81 million. Wink compared those numbers to an annual report from the state's Census of Employment and Wages.
A total of $375 million in total labor income. That is slightly more than all of the wages and salaries earned in the non-oil and gas mining sector in Alaska, or about the same size as the Ketchikan Borough in terms of wage and salary income.
Other benefits from the commercial fishery include a share of the fishery's business tax to Bristol Bay communities. A third of the Bristol Bay Borough's total revenue came from that share in 2019. The borough also uses a raw fish tax to pay for sewer upgrades and repairs. The Lake and Peninsula Borough collects a raw fish tax, too. Wink says the Economic Benefits of Bristol Bay Salmon Report reflects how important Bristol Bay's fishery is to the seafood industry in Alaska. Wink attributes recent record-breaking salmon runs to the increase in value.
Bristol Bay has been kind of the shining star of the salmon fisheries in Alaska for the last several years. And in 2018 and 2019, it was over 50% of Alaska's entire salmon value. I think that's important to keep in our minds as we think about protections for Bristol Bay. And if those protections aren't there, it's not hyperbole to say that the entire Alaska salmon industry is at risk.
The industry continues to grow as value has increased, and Bristol Bay's projected forecast for the sockeye run this year is expected to exceed 51 million fish. The run has averaged at least 50 million fish in the last 5 years. In Dillingham, I'm Tyler Thompson.